This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And we told you, Guti, at 11:45, we're going to have that interview with Mrs. Pillay. She's joining us live right now on MUT Radio. And we're speaking about something that is very important since it's exam season. Not just at MUT, but everywhere. Even matrics are writing right now. So if you're a matriculant and you're listening right now, make sure, Guti, you take everything that she is going to say, because surely it's going to help you with managing the stress during your exams. But right now, I'm just going to quickly welcome her on the show. Mrs. Pillay, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's very nice. And I love that you were early. You're very early prepared.
Absolutely.
Yes, so I think we're speaking about managing exam stress today. So I think we should start at the beginning, because we use the word very lightly, like when we speak about stress. Maybe if you can tell us, when you speak about stress, what are we talking about?
So very simply, stress is the body's natural physical and emotional reaction to the demands and challenges of life. Mm. And these demands and challenges can make us feel anxious or frustrated or angry. For example, when you very narrowly miss a car accident, or you suddenly find yourself in a dangerous situation, your body is going to go into a fight or flight mode. And when it does, your heart rate increases, your blood pressure, your glucose increase as a way to help you cope. Now, when this response lasts longer than it should, it leads to stress. And in the long term, stress is not good for our overall health, because it can contribute to other conditions like anxiety and depression and sleep disorders and our overall ability to cope with life. Mm. So in terms of exam season, it's very normal to feel some level of stress because of the pressure to perform well. Mm. But it's also important that we manage the stress appropriately, so that we don't become overwhelmed and unable to cope with our exam.
Yes, and I think one of the most important things also is to plan ahead, so you make sure that you have enough time to prepare. So why is it important maybe to plan ahead?
Well, we all know the saying, proper planning prevents poor performance.
Yes.
And that is why I was here early today. It's very important to plan ahead. And in the case of our exams, we know that exams comes twice a year. So we have the opportunity to plan ahead. And you can plan ahead by drawing up a schedule and allocating enough time to revise each of your modules. You must also ensure that you have all your study materials and your resources on hand. Be familiar with your exam dates and your venues. And also set aside a comfortable and a quiet place for you to study. So those are ways that you can plan ahead.
Now, students are young people, so we sometimes struggle to balance, our personal life, maybe being on our screens all the time, on our cell phones all the time, and also balancing our academics. So how can we manage these to make sure that we have the correct balance?
I think having a balanced life is important, but as a young person, it is hard to navigate sometimes, especially with the amount of time that we spend on social media. During exam time, it's important to limit that time on social media, because scrolling through Instagram and TikTok is a very common way of procrastinating, but it also causes us to lose valuable hours of study time. So when you are on these social platforms, you can also find that your friends are talking about things that add to your stress. So it's important to avoid threads that are going to cause you stress during this time.
Now, maybe take us through maybe what lifestyle advices can you give maybe to our students that can help them to manage exam stress?
Maintaining a healthy lifestyle is very important to cope better with your challenges in daily life and your exams. In your exam period, you can take, or you should take, frequent study breaks. Be realistic. Keep your breaks limited. For example, keep it to 15 minutes at a time and then return to your work. Also very important is exercise. Okay? Because exercise helps to counteract the negative effects of stress. And it also lifts our mood. So find an exercise that you enjoy. I enjoy walking. You can choose walking, you can do yoga or running or swimming, but something that you can do for at least 30 minutes a day. It's also very important to eat a well-balanced diet. And you should focus on eating fruits and vegetables, having lots of water, because all of these help you to cope better. Avoid too much of caffeine, which is what we tend to do when we are under stress. Lots of energy drinks and sugar, these are things to avoid, and you should rather opt for healthier options. You can also practice relaxation techniques such as breathing exercises or meditation or spending time in nature. And then lastly, it's very important to have sufficient sleep, at least 8 hours. We tend to spend time cramming the night before an exam, which can really lead to burnout. So getting sufficient sleep is very important.
That is very insightful, and I love that you also mentioned walking, but I think it's the easiest one. Anyone can do it. You can just walk around campus and relax and get up with maybe some energy, see people and maybe just try and relax. But now I want us to speak now. We are on exam day. I think it's the most stressful day. How do we manage it to make sure that we get to the exam room and we are prepared?
On the day of your exam, you should arrive early. You should make sure that you have all the materials you need. For example, your pens, your pencils, your calculator. Try to pack them the night before. And when you get to the exam venue, stay calm. If you feel like you are feeling a little bit panicked, take some deep breaths to help you recenter. And during the exam, you should pace yourself and allocate enough time to your questions. If you don't know the answer to a question, rather leave it and move on and then come back to it later. After that exam paper, you should rest, be kind to yourself, avoid overthinking the paper that you just wrote, and rather focus on what's ahead.
That is nice. Now, yes, we're going to try and quickly wrap it up. But now I wanted to talk about the before and after, because before the exam, we tend to see people and maybe they are talking about the paper. And then now we start hearing new things that we didn't even study. And then after the paper, we hear people also talking about the paper. How can we maybe run away from that? Maybe any way we can try and manage that? Should I come from a paper and just go straight home?
I think that it's important to connect with people because connecting with people helps to reduce stress. But if you find that that is adding to your level of stress, then you should limit that contact. And yes, you should go home to a quiet space where you can regroup.
Yes, because I believe that can be stressful, because now you're hearing things that you didn't even write in the paper and now you become more stressed. Yeah, but any parting ways before we let you go?
I think that we can't avoid exam season.
Yes.
But we can look at it with a different perspective. So rather look at it as an opportunity to engage in your field and to reaffirm your end goal, which is getting your degree. So to all the students, I wish them well and success with their academic goals.
Thank you very much. That was Mrs. Pillay joining us on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.